Deposit dispute case study. Redecoration and repairs. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. Deposit details. The deposit was £1,200 and the disputed amount was £1,050. What had happened? The tenant said that the walls and woodwork already had many marks and scuffs visible when they moved in, and any additional marks should be considered fair wear and tear, given that they lived in the property for over 3.5 years. The tenant claimed that the landlord should expect more fair wear and tear where there are 2 young children living at the property. The agent responded, saying that the walls and woodwork were in an excellent condition at the start of the tenancy and are now covered in large marks, scuffs and drawings, which the checkout report and photos show. The agent also reported that there were also many holes which needed to be filled in the lounge where the tenant has removed their shelves. While it's appreciated the tenant had young children, the deterioration is excessive and not fair wear and tear. What evidence was provided? They provided a check-in report and checkout report, dated photographs, and a quote. What was decided and why? The check-in report recorded the walls to the lounge and bedrooms to be in an excellent condition with very few minor scuffs. The hallway and stairway was in a generally good condition, noting some scuffs to lower levels and minor grubby marks. The checkout report and dated photographs show that the walls in the lounge and bedrooms have several scuffs and rub marks throughout, with some pencil drawings also visible to some of the bedroom walls and a total of 12 fixture holes present to the lounge wall. The hallway and stairway were in a fair condition with marks and scuffs throughout, noting that these areas would benefit from redecoration. It was concluded from the evidence that the walls were returned in a worse condition, with some deterioration exceeding fair wear and tear. The adjudicator highlighted, however, that the average lifespan of decor in a rented property is approximately 5 years. Taking into consideration that the property was not newly painted at the start of the tenancy, and the tenant went on to live at the property for a period of over 3.5 years, it was found that the loss incurred by the landlord as a result of the tenant's breach was small. An element of redecoration would be needed at the end of the tenancy in any event, as the decor was almost at the end of its lifespan, particularly in the hallway and landing, which are high traffic areas. The adjudicator found the tenant responsible for the reasonable cost of filling the holes in the lounge, as this work falls under repairs and would not be needed following any length of tenancy as part of general maintenance of the property. The invoice supplied was £1,050 to redecorate the lounge, 2 bedrooms, hallway, and stairs throughout, including filling of the holes. The adjudicator was awarded the full £150 for filling of the holes, which was found to be reasonable for the work required, and £180, being 20% of the redecoration costs. The final decision was for the tenant to be awarded £720 and the landlord £330. How can you avoid this happening in the future? It is important to remember a landlord cannot be put in a better position after the tenancy than they otherwise would have been, had the tenancy not taken place. And for any claim where full redecoration of an area has been carried out, an allowance must always be made for fair wear and tear for the length of the tenancy and its original condition if it was not newly painted. It's important to bear in mind the average lifespan of decoration and other items when considering what might be a reasonable contribution to request from the tenant's deposit. It's important for the invoice to break down the costs as much as possible so that the adjudicator can make more accurate awards, depending on the deterioration to each area. When carrying out a pre-checkout inspection can be worth doing to highlight any repairs, giving the tenant the opportunity to make good before leaving. Where there are no surprises, negotiation may be more successful at the end of the tenancy.